You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Father's Quilt, and I sincerely hope that you are enjoying the weather. I hope you get out and get some vitamin D into you, and go out for a walk if you can, if possible, or, you know, just to be outside in nature is and seeing God's creation is absolutely, it's heavenly. I mean, it's such a wonderful combination of being outside to pray and praying and walking at the same time. It's beautiful. So I hope you get out, because these days are so precious to us, aren't they? We've been cooped up for so long through the winter months, and we now have such lovely weather. So I sincerely hope you are enjoying this weather. Brothers and sisters, I was talking about Moses when we left off, and we may have been a little tough on him, right? But only because we've all been there. You know, Moses was afraid to go and speak to Pharaoh. He was afraid. He felt so inequipped to do any of these things that God had asked him, but God reassured him and said, you know, I'm going to lead you. I'm going to give you the mouth to speak. But as it happened, Aaron went with him as a spokesperson, but we all live our lives in comfort zones, right? And that's what it was for Moses. It was a comfort zone, like, oh, this is out of my normal, I don't know how to do these things. But sometimes we get a sense as well, we do, that God wants us to try something new. And perhaps maybe you've taught a Sunday school class, right? Invite a neighbor to your small Bible study maybe, or make friends with a coworker maybe who's just moved here from another country even. And so we go through the same excuses as Moses does. Who am I, Lord? I don't have those kinds of talents required. I love you, Lord, but don't ask me, right? Send someone else. Well, don't feel guilty. We're all in good company. But understand that when you run out of excuses, that little voice inside is still calling. And if you let God lead you on a new adventure, you'd be surprised at what he can do through you. Amazingly, God used Moses to do mighty things in spite of all his excuses. He did confront Pharaoh, supported by his brother Aaron, and he led his people out of slavery. He became the nation's greatest leader, but not because he wanted to be. He simply allowed the Lord to push him out of his comfort zone. So let God do that for you too, okay? There was a gal from a wife of a very famous English preacher who was actually, she was bedridden for 15 years. And one night after a particularly long and restless day, she said the darkness entered her very soul. And she prayed, asking God, "Why do you permit lingering weakness to hinder the sweet service I long to render to your poor servants?" And there was no answer. And there was no answer, and the only sound she heard was the crackling of the wood in the fireplace. And suddenly, however, she heard a clear musical note, like the trill of a robin. And she wondered where it was coming from, considering both the time of year and the time of day. Eventually, she realized what it was. In her words, the fire was letting loose the imprisoned music from the old oak's innermost heart. And this deeply moved her. Later, she wrote that when the fire of affliction draws songs of praise from us, then indeed we are purified and our God is glorified. Like the psalmist, she spent countless restless nights praying and weeping and searching. And that psalm is Psalm 77. And I shall read just a little bit. It is God's mighty deeds recalled. You keep my eyelids from closing. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I consider the days of old and remember the years of long ago. So, like the psalmist, she at last found strength and joy in God's beautiful revelation of himself, which often only comes in our darkest and loneliest hours. My daughter, I will just veer from this for just a moment, but she is a music teacher, and she writes amazing, not because she's my daughter. Truly, her work is so, each song is so unique. There's no pattern to her music. Like, it's not like, it's a different rendition of the same song of this song, or her next song is similar to her last song. Sometimes you hear that, but hers are so uniquely different. And she has said this to me. She said, "You know, Mom, I'm in a dry spell." And I said, "Why, Jessica? You're in a dry spell. You're happily married. You're, you know, everything is wonderful." And she said, "That's just it." She said, "Majority of the songs that I have written have been when I have been at my darkest time." And that is the truth. That is the truth for some, right? But of course, she has written songs with joy in her heart, of course. But a lot of the songs that she's written that come quickly to her have been in times of trial. Saint John of the Cross, while imprisoned for his faith, called this the dark night of the soul. And he said it was not only likely, but also necessary if we're to grow deeper in our spiritual life. So only then, like this wife of a famous English preacher, will we hear singing in the fire. Psalm 42, "As the deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me continually, 'Where is your God?' And these things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I went with the throng and led them in procession to the house of God, with glad shouts and songs of thanksgiving, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help and my God." Well, just think about this. Think of a delicious food. Just take a moment. Think of a delicious food or a drink you love. Right? Right away. Is it chocolate? Is it chocolate? No. For me, it's like 24/7. My gosh, I love chocolate. And it's not good for me, but I love it. Or coffee. Maybe it's that first morning coffee, right? Or maybe it's a huge steak. Not because you need it, right? But because the mere taste of it brings you great joy. All of us have such foods. We call them comfort foods. Foods that remind us of home and make us feel secure. Right? They often refer to like mashed potatoes and roast beef. You know, Thanksgiving, a comfort food, you know. Maybe a nice stew in the winter months, right? That's a comfort food. That's what it feels like, right? For me, it's a cherry cheesecake, chocolate donuts, and it goes on. Often our comfort foods are not fancy or expensive, right? But they evoke such powerful memories and relationships, creating a thirst or an appetite for the familiar and for the sacred. For each of us, there is some great longing for which there are few satisfactions. And in the same way, a deer bounding through the forest pants for a drink from a cool, fresh spring. We all long for something satisfying, and in this prayer, we are reminded that this longing is a picture of our soul's own great need for God. The closer we get to God, brothers and sisters, the thirstier we become for Him. Do you notice that? Do you notice that? Yeah? That's good if you do. I'm really happy for you. I'm very happy for you. Praise Jesus. According to Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, we first taste the sweetness of God in our prayers. And then, once the sweetness of God has been tasted, it draws us to the pure love of God more than our needs compel us to love Him. In other words, brothers and sisters, we eventually want God's love more than anything else God could give us. Have you reached that stage? Are you headed in that direction? I pray that you are. God could give us. In one of his hymns, Bernard wrote, "We taste thee, O living bread, and long to feast upon thee still. We drink of thee, the fountainhead, and thirst our souls from thee to fill." It is this craving that the psalmist says to the house of God with glad shouts and songs of thanksgiving. And it's this craving that prayer creates as it changes our deepest desire. But try not to make bargains with God, right? As I mentioned once before in Micah chapter 6, right? Try not to make bargains with God. Micah tells us that God requires only that we be just kind and humble. And yet, how often do we think that we must offer bargaining chips in order to get our prayers answered and make God smile down upon us? How often do we barter with God to get what we want, when really all God wants is for us to walk in His ways? What God requires is not burnt offerings, calves, rams, or rivers of oil. God cares not for material goods. After all, He made them. What God requires of us is simply what Jesus taught His disciples. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's all it takes. So, brothers and sisters, I hope that these prayers and these two broadcasts have brought you some encouragement. You know, it's really important, you know, to come to our Lord. But let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, the path to God, always remember, begins with a sincere confession. It comes with a sincere confession. Acknowledging our failures while throwing ourselves at the mercy of our Lord. It's a habit that has been fallen out of fashion. I don't know how many times I go at Easter time, and not just once a year, but, you know, at Easter I remember lining up. Who's to say if there were many people in confession, but I remember Father speaking and trying to encourage people to come to confession even once a year, brothers and sisters. In our world, guilt is considered a bad thing, and blame always belongs to someone else. Well, you know, that is not the world where our saints lived. Each of them at some point fell down before God and they always found mercy. And that was the experience of David, who confessed his weakness and cried for God to save him. Jesus tells us to ask God to forgive our sins. This shouldn't be so hard. And this prayer that I'm going to read to you in a second explains that. Our longing is to know him. Our longing is known to him, Naming our sins and turning from them is actually the very first step you take toward God. The next step is humility and strength. So before God, we find forgiveness and freedom. Confession seems like an awfully small price to pay. So brothers and sisters, Psalm 38, and I hope you have your Bibles, because get a good one. I've got this one. It's very, I don't know how old it is, but it's large print and it's perfect for me, because I like reading my Bible outside sometimes, and I hate squinting and looking at it. I'd rather have something big that I can read easily. So Psalm 38, and I'm going to go through the psalm, and at the end, brothers and sisters, I want you to take a moment, and after the broadcast, find a quiet place, either in your home or outside, and just take your rosary. If you have your Bible, bring that with you, and read out loud if you can, even not out loud so that everybody hears you, but just utter the words on Psalm 38. And ask God to forgive you, and don't be afraid. Tell him everything. And if you can, find time to speak to your parish priest and tell him your worries and your concerns. And, maybe you're apprehensive regarding confession. Maybe you think you don't need it, but brothers and sisters, there's such a cleansing feeling. You feel 10, 20 pounds lighter. That's the best way to lose weight, is go to confession. Go to confession, you'll feel so much lighter and so much better. All right? So, brothers and sisters, with that in mind, I'm going to read you Psalm 38, and I will just end the broadcast like that. So, in the meantime, brothers and sisters, thank you for being with me. Thank you every week, every Tuesday and Friday. Thank you so much. I certainly, truly feel humbled by your presence, by tuning in, and it means a lot to me every time. And I just ask that the Blessed Mother continue to allow Radio Maria to thrive, to grow and to thrive, and to welcome and to be welcomed into homes everywhere around the world, and especially to our English-speaking audience. We need God, and we need to hear good programming as we do here on Radio Maria. So thank you, brothers and sisters. And with that, I will now begin Psalm 38, and you may want to follow. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath, for your arrows have sunk into me, and your hand has come down on me. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation. There is no health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head. They weigh like a burden too heavy for me. My wounds grow foul and fester because of my foolishness. I am utterly bowed down and prostrate. All day long I go around mourning, for my loins are filled with burning, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am utterly spent and crushed. I groan because of the tumult of my heart. O Lord, all my longing is known to you. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart throbs, my strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it also has gone from me. My friends and companions stand aloof from my affliction, and my neighbors stand far off. Those who seek my life lay their snares. Those who seek to hurt me speak of ruin and meditate treachery all day long. But I am like the deaf. I do not hear. Like the mute, who cannot speak. Truly, I am like one who does not hear, and in whose mouth is no retort. But it is for you, O Lord, that I wait. It is you, O Lord, my God, who will answer. For I pray, only do not let them rejoice over me. Those who boast against me when my foot slips. For I am ready to fall, and my pain is ever with me. I confess my iniquity. I am sorry for my sin. Those who are my foes without cause are mighty, and many are those who hate me wrongfully. Those who render me evil for good are my adversaries, because I follow after good. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, do not be far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation.
I've got no regrets.